Howdy, everybody. We're coming up on October here pretty soon, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we're kind of getting ahead of it here in the last week of September. But we've got a guest in our hot seat today, Jonna Koenig from the Fallin Medical Complex. I'm going to call her the mammography expert out there. So what would you call yourself?
I would just say I'm the mammography technologist.
Okay, so we won't throw the expert at you too. That's right. Big issues there. So with Breast Cancer Awareness Month coming up, let's just kind of get right into talking about a little bit of awareness, perhaps, like the importance of some checkups, early detection, staying on top of things. I think that's good to have in the front of your mind this month.
Absolutely. So the American College of Radiology recommends that women at the age of 40 start their annual screenings, and that's for women with average risk factors for breast cancer. Women with any higher risk factors, like genetic-based risk factors or with strong family history, should consult with their physicians to see if they would benefit from starting earlier on their screening mammograms and possibly even having some supplemental screening modalities added into that.
Is this something that I can like start thrown into my annual checkups, perhaps, or should I be making specific checkups more often than that?
No, you can definitely discuss what you need to do with screenings and when to start with your physician when you go for your annual checkups. At Fallin Medical Complex, we are a self-referral facility, therefore you don't have to have a doctor's order to come in for your screening mammogram, and we will mail the results or send the results to the provider of your choosing.
Something new at the medical complex that'll be giving you some results here in regards to breast cancer awareness as a new machine you have, new mammogram machine. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, so we just upgraded our mammography department into 3D, which is, for the most part, for the patient-wise, it's fairly the same for positioning and compression, but what a 3D mammogram does is that it moves in an arc over your breast, taking multiple images from different angles. The 3D pictures are reconstructed into one, like, very thin millimeter slices, making it easier to see through dense breast tissue and to see tumors or calcifications. So the benefit of it is the radiologist would have probably about 200 to 300 images that they look through for a screening exam versus the 4 images on a 2D like we had previous to this.
Wow, so a bunch of new angles and looks. And
yes.
Do you have to wear some interesting glasses to see those?
No, nothing like that. The benefit of 3D is also that it will reduce our callbacks for anything. If the radiologist sees something that they want to get a better look at and a different view of, this will reduce some of those callbacks. Some studies have shown it by 15 to 30%.
Oh, wow.
And then with our new machine, we also added our upgraded feature called C-View, which allows us to reduce our exposure time and radiation dose to our patients. So what it'll do is you'll do the tomosynthesis, the 3D images, and that will reconstruct into a 2D, so you don't have to have that additional view on top of that.
Cool. I always like streamlining some processes. Mm-hmm. Big fan of that, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And then you guys have annual October Breast Cancer Awareness Soup and Salad Luncheon coming up here pretty soon?
Yes. So we do an October Breast Cancer Awareness Soup and Salad Luncheon the first Thursday of October, and we've been running that for, I would say, it's getting close to 20 years.
Wow.
So this year it'll be Thursday, October 3rd from 11 to 1:30 at the Fallin County Exhibit Hall. And it's a really great event. It's a fun afternoon. People come. We have a variety of soups and salads that are donated from the community. It's a free will offering to eat. We also do a fun, it's a bucket raffle. So you can buy tickets and put your name and number on the tickets, and then you go to whatever prize or the gift basket that you like. You put your tickets in there at the end of the luncheon. We pull one ticket out, and that's who wins the prize. So it's kind of the more tickets you buy, the more chances you can get. But nice. It's a fun event. We have great, it's a great time.
And I think that this event last year was the only reason I originally learned what Nephila soup was through this event.
So. Yes, it's a very popular one. We have to have it every year.
So, yeah, that'll be there. Get you some Nephila soup out at the Lunch and Learn coming up here for October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Soup and Salad Luncheon. And what do the proceeds from that luncheon go towards?
So our proceeds have always went to a software program for our medical audit in our mammography department. And so that'll continue to go to that, and anything for excess, that funds that we do raise, we're going to put it towards that 3D mammo machine to help pay that off.
Awesome. Cool. So again, that's happening Thursday, October 3rd from 11 to 1:30 at the Fallon County Exhibit Hall. We've been talking to Ms. Koenig today from the Fallon Medical Complex. And anything else you'd like the world to know on October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month here?
Just get your screenings done. That's what October Breast Cancer Awareness is all about.
Awesome. Get those screenings done. Stay healthy. As somebody whose own mom has been through the breast cancer ordeal, definitely stay on top of it. I think a little bit earlier detection definitely kind of helped our situation out there. So be aware and be on top of it and have a nice October.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.